Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden Monday named his top officials to deal with the country's coronavirus-ravaged economy, including former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department in its 231-year history. Biden's latest appointments underscore the incoming president's promise to create a top rung of officials that demographically looks like America, one staff with several female appointees and people of color. Biden is preparing to take office at his inauguration as the 46th U.S. president on January the 20th. The United Nations appealed Tuesday for a record $35 billion to provide life-saving humanitarian support for 160 million people next year as the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic has pushed millions into extreme poverty worldwide. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on donors to help those at greatest risk in their darkest hour of need. The UN has already warned about alarming levels of hunger in seven countries that could tip into famine next year without assistance. They include Afghanistan, Burkina Faso, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, Nigeria, South Sudan, and Yemen. 2 weeks ago, the UN released $100 million from an emergency fund in a bid to prevent further deterioration. And the World Health Organization says that it's very worried about the rapidly growing surge of coronavirus cases in Brazil and Mexico. Mexico, cumulative 105,000 COVID deaths so far. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.